Adjust your watering to compensate for extreme temperatures. We're giving the perennials another drink. Next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Give your plants the drink they need for the extreme temperatures. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners checks the sprinkler timers.
It's that time of the year when we need to start looking at it. I looked at my sprinkler system, which was supposed to kick on yesterday, and it didn't kick on. So I took my most important plants, gave them a remedial water, and went down and reset my clock again. You need to adjust for the kind of temperatures we're getting. My perennial beds and my herb beds were struggling a little bit. So I had to throw a little bit more water on them and give them a little bit more oomph. And hopefully after I've been amending the soil for 5 years, I can actually cut down on the watering. But now, I work at the nursery there, and we've been getting a lot of different kinds of calls, and a lot of people want plants replaced, and we had a gentleman come in and got a little bit irate with some of our employees because he had privet that he planted, I guess, 2 years ago, and he thinks that all 30 plants are dying because we filled with bad plants. Back the next day, and he says, okay, he's got 1 gallon drip. He runs them 15 minutes a day, every single day. He is setting himself up to failure. It's not watering deep enough. It's not hitting the bottom root, and it's keeping the top almost too wet.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.